Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show. I'm really happy to be back, and in case you wonder where I was on vacation, and I apologize to everybody who wanted appointments that I couldn't get to. I can only do so many appointments each day, even though you're returning clients, and I really, really do apologize. I just can't do more than I do. And when I go away, people, the appointments get stacked, and so then I don't even have the extra time. Lots of times in the regular times when I'm doing my show every week and everything, then I can fit people in. But I've been on a very, very tight schedule, but I'm now starting to be relaxed again. I'm sure glad to be home, and I had an interesting weekend. I did some psychic work channeling to look into the future, and a lot of my friends are intuitives or psychics, and so it's always good to do readings with psychics because they can see, everybody has a different perspective, so like if I saw something, they could add on to what I was seeing, or they might interpret it differently than what I'm seeing. So it was very, very interesting, and I just want to say that I believe that we're coming to a very interesting time frame. When we were looking at October, it looks like, there's going to be, there is going to be, we're starting the eclipse season, and the eclipse season brings intensity. For me, I got a lot of fire energy, fury, actually. So I imagine that people are going to start to act even more odd. And I want to say odd because we are amidst a magnetic shift in our world. And it's not something that happens in a day, but it's something that actually affects you, that people were magnetic by nature too, and the eclipses or the full moons, they affect us, and so do planetary movements of other planets, and that's why there's astrology and all of that, although I don't do astrology and all of that, but it does affect us, and I pay attention to the degree that I'm interested, but I don't really follow astrology. And in 2012, Aki told me that astrology, Aki is my guide, is from 12th dimensional Lyra. He speaks light language, not English. He told me that to be careful with astrology because all the planetary, all the signs are in actually different planetary position than they were prior to 2012. So, and then all of a sudden, sidereal astrology came out, and to me now that's seeming to be a little bit more accurate than regular astrology. And it's because they look at it, the time frames just slightly different, but it's so interesting. And it's so interesting how different astrologers perceive the full moons and the new moons. I just want you to be prepared that it's going to be bumpy. And, I did a reading in January, and I didn't think there was going to be great turbulence this year. And now I feel like something shifted and that we might go into like a hyperbiotic, hyper situation on aggression on people affected mentally through the magnetic push and pull of our North and South Poles. So I just want you to be very, very friendly with the people that you love, and remember that every vibration is different. They're getting something different than you are, and you may be at peace, because I'm pretty much at peace, and so I'm not concerned about it, because I feel like I'm to be a light through the darkness, and I do believe that some of that's coming forward, and I can't even believe it. I didn't think it was this year, but I'd be very cautious about getting entangled in any argument, really. And what we're doing today with the key is a grounding again, be saying that we have to stay grounded. The full moon is coming in 2 days, which everybody, I don't know how everybody's sleeping, but, you know, last night was 5 times I was up last night. And each time I was discussing a different subject, and how the earth or the people of earth are moving forward, and we are making such progress, and it seems hard to believe when I look at the news, I think, oh my God, the world is falling apart, and I think, wow, I have such a wonderful life, thank you God, thank you. And when you're in gratitude, it really does make your life better. It really does. It's when you can recognize the things that are good in your life and even in people. So definitely I just want you to step up. I think the fire starts in October, right after the eclipse starts. And that just means the intensity is going to be, I don't know, hot as fire. So, and fire can be pretty hot. You can stand next to a fire and feel the heat, you know. You don't have to be in the fire to feel it. So I just want to give you a precautionary, warning that I want you to remain grounded, that I want you to think before you act, that you don't do things impulsively. This is a real time to be grounded, and it is setting up to be a big bang by the end of the year. I don't know what that means, but it seems like the intensity's climbing, 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 climbing. So if you're feeling the intensity, you must ground. If you're feeling the intensity, believe it or not, take a shower. Water has a tendency to ground people differently, but I found working with several clients that water is the trick. Other people are grounded through vibration through sound. So I always tell people, you know, have sound on in the background, the Salafetto sound frequency, so that it disrupts the energy that they're pushing towards you through TV and through commercials and through everything else. So so today, if you haven't been to the show before, remember to press follow, and then you'll know when my shows are. I mostly do them Mondays, but this last year has been my most radical, unproductive year as far as being doing every show. But I've moved across country. Lots of my whole life has changed 100%. So I don't look at it negatively. I look at it all positively. And I do believe where you are is where you're supposed to be. And if it's in an ugly place, then it's giving you an opportunity to move out of it. And that's what the full moon does. It can bring endings or it can bring beginnings. So, and this is an interesting full moon because it's the second one in a month, and that's blue moon. And then right after that in October, we're going to have an eclipse. And that eclipse is going to bring the intensity in that is going to going to really heighten things, and I hope it's not violence. So I just hope that when we are all in the oneness together and bringing light to the earth, there's less chance for violence. So if you can seek peace And I really do mean that. Seek peace in everything that you do, and you will have peace. It might at times be hard to hold it, but you can maintain peace even amidst discord. So I do have a full caller queue as usual, and I really, really appreciate everybody coming back to the show, even though it's been a little irregular this year, the timing. But I believe I'm now on my monthly or my weekly Monday show and possibly expanding. We'll see. And for those of people who had problems with my website, I believe it's working. Some people don't have problems and some people have problems. And I just lack it up to if you're having problems, it's probably you need to think whether you really need this reading or not. So that's what and I know that sounds callous and stuff, but sometimes you need to work through stuff yourself and not just have somebody tell you how to get through it. So on that, I'm bringing in my guide, Aki. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. Like I said, he doesn't speak English. He speaks light language, which is a vibrational language. And just as we are vibrational beings and just as everything is vibration, he will ignite or help activate or trigger changes. And so if you're open to it, all you have to do is participate. If you're not open to it, you don't have to participate. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to put our hands facing towards the sky. Some people wanted me to connect to the oneness again, and I will do that in the upcoming show. But this one has to be grounding. We're going to ground to the ground star. It's 1 foot below your feet. If you know what chakras are, there's chakras above and below the body. Most people just talk about the chakras in the body, but there are ethereal chakras too. And so 1 foot below your feet, you can ground into a earth or ground star, or it's a chakra basically, because it can be anywhere where you are. As you move, that ground star moves with you. So if you're feeling off balance and you're at work, just say, I send energy into my ground star to keep me grounded, and you'll anchor. And so that will, if you're feeling off balance, that will get you grounded and less off balance. So if you have your hands to the sky, we're going to now bring in the energy into your hands, and then we're going to send a grounding cord from your heart chakra to the ground star 1 foot below your feet. Naha akuma nenehe esokana aasewa. Tehe ikekekenema ase iikuma. He wants everybody to take 3 breaths in through your nose, hold it for a second, and then when you release, let go of everything that no longer serves you. So if you have ugliness in your life, that doesn't serve you, you want to let it go. If you're having anger, you want to let it go. If you're having anything, alcohol problems, drug problems, violence in your life, anything, you can release this. You can ground yourself so that if you are having more experiences with it, then you will be able to handle it, or you'll be able to get through it. Because remember, you're always going through. You're never stopped, or it may feel like you're stopped, but you never are stopped. We're always changing every second. Nehe kokuma ana akehe e kikua. Nehe ichi ama ananana kae e te wana me se ikuma. Shehe e aksiananana kope e le a ashiwa. And into the ground, we're going to put that that cord from your heart chakra, and we're going right into the ground, 1 foot below your feet. Ne e kumana ana se I ikumo oshia. Hehe te kumana a ale u kuasa. And so it is, and so it is. And you should actually feel more peace. You should actually feel calmer, or you should actually feel anchored. And like in my hands, I do feel like they're anchored, or they're heavy. I don't know how to explain it, but they don't feel like they're tied to the ground, but they do feel like they took on weight. So I don't know how to explain that, but I'm going to go right on to the callers because I do have a full caller queue. And if the show goes off, you can stay on the line and I'll answer questions until they no longer let me. So the first caller is 509. Hi, 509. You're on the air. This is the Wave Conference.
Hello.
Hi, 519. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How can I help you today?
Hi. I was just wondering, like, if you see a new relationship coming, like a serious or just a new boyfriend, basically.
Okay. Her soulmate out there. Okay. Yeah, actually, I get positive vibrations on that. I did ask if your soulmate was out there, and he is. I feel like you're looking in the wrong places, or they're saying not looking in the wrong places, that you need to look in different places. So where have you been looking for a mate?
I haven't really been looking. I'm just hoping that, you know.
Oh. That
yeah.
It just comes to you.
It can happen naturally. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. So in the real world, it's really true. You don't have to do anything. And so you can keep doing what you are. What you want to do, though, if you really want to find love, is you have to prepare yourself to be love. So are you emanating as the flower? Are you as beautiful as a flower, radiant, ready, and wanting love?
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody. Well, hoping that, you know, they would come about.
Yeah, so what you have to do, okay, women are flowers. They're in the garden. All you have to do is just be beautiful. But the thing is if there's no men walking in the garden, they're not going to see the flower. So I think what they told me right at the beginning is that you need a different course of action to look for a mate. And that is, you know, I love your energy. I want you to say, I am worthy of a mate, and how am I going to bring them forward? And if you can meditate for just 5 minutes, 3 times a day, and ask that question, and add on, you know, who are the people, places, and opportunities that have to happen for me to have this happen, then he will come forward, or you will run into him. And it's really about being happy, too. So, and I think you're on the right path. I think you're ready. You know, like some people want it and they're not quite ready. But I do feel like you're ready. So I need you to think of yourself as the most beautiful flower in the garden. And that means every time you go out, I just want you to be that present, you know, yourself. It's not to be anything different. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what you think. God made you perfect. You look exactly how you're supposed to look, and every person is allowed to have love and experience love in their life. And midgets find people to marry, and they're what I would say is a hard match for people. Or people that have deformities in wheelchairs find people who love them. So the possibility of love is 100% out there, no matter what you look like or no matter what you think. So what you have to realize is that in order to have love, you have to be love. So you have to be that flower. You have to be beautiful in your mind of loving yourself. You have to be beautiful in that you're allowing God to bless you with something that is really big, another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can do that and be happy, it's right around the corner. I do see it for you. And I'll see if I can get a time frame for me. And I actually think it can be in within 2 weeks, that quick.
What the heck?
But you have to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I said you were ready. Yeah, this really can happen if you really want it. Yeah. Oh, no. I scared you out of it.
And what is this person like? Are you able to pick up on that?
Yeah. So because I have so many readings that I'm not going to go way in depth. I'm going to tell you this, that it is a soulmate. I do believe that it'll end in a wedding. I'm just going to tell you what they're showing me. They're not showing me the guy. And they want you to focus on being love, you know, and emanating, being the flower, because it is your essence that brings him forward. So, I'm looking, is it how far? 3, 2. I think it's, oh man. I want to say within 7 miles. So expand your shopping 7 miles, or expand out 7 miles from where you live and start thinking, what do I do over there? What's going on over there? And or bring friends out to investigate. You're supposed to look not where you've been looking. So, and what it sounds like is you weren't looking, but you were just wanting them to come to you. But you have to look, you know, you have to see what you like, or express to yourself what you're interested in. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've been watching, okay, like a lot of different podcasts online, and or just listening, basically. It's more listening.
Yeah.
And just like interviews. And I think what really stuck with me is this, he's a Mayan from Mexico. And he was just saying how, like, stay in the moment, live in the present, focus on the now, on this very second, on this very minute. And I think, I don't know, I just feel very happy. I don't know, just content.
Good.
Like, in the sense,
good,
of, like, oh, I'm so grateful for the ability of walking, the ability of being healthy, you know, even, or...
Perfect.
You know, grateful for
that's
being able
perfect
to get my hair done, or my nails, or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
And I feel like I've been attracting
100%.
quite a bit.
Oh, I believe that too. You know, you have to trust your inner guidance. Your inner guidance is the most truth that you'll ever get. Even and I love what that person said about staying present, because and it's something I've been trying to teach. I haven't been saying it a lot, but every day is the last day of the world. You know, the apocalypse can happen today, and it does for people,
mm-hmm,
you know, people's lives then.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not living in the present, you're missing your life. So you have to do it. You have to live in the present. And
mm-hmm,
love everything that you said about how you're happy and how that you're in gratitude even for walking. I'm in gratitude I can walk too. It does make your life better. You are happy, and you're going to have what you want. And like I said, you're ready. Like when I looked at your energy, I said, you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, that's a big one for most people. Because
yeah,
some people, they have fears and levels. So
mm-hmm,
I want you to trust your truth. And honor
mm-hmm
just what you said you were doing, because you are doing the right thing. And now just imagine
yeah,
yourself as love. That's
mm-hmm
the next step.
Yeah.
Just be love. Okay?
And I think his message was very important, because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or later, to where we're not going to have,
no,
or some people will have an accident or whatever it is, and will lose
yeah
the ability to walk. And then you're going to be like, oh, shit,
yeah,
I wish I would have ran a mile. Like, I wish I would have climbed up that mountain,
yeah,
or went to whatever, you know,
yeah,
like hikes or, so I think you really
yeah
need like a point in my mind. I'm just like, oh, you know, be
good,
be active, be, just live.
Yeah. It's now or never. It's now or never. You know, now,
yeah,
now
and,
or never.
And he would also
so
talk about connecting with Mother Earth, and just, I don't know, he's, you know, indigenous. So, like, they're very all about natural medicine,
yep,
and go into water, go walk barefoot and all that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know you have other callers, so I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your sharing, and other people like to hear that other people's experience. So it was very beneficial for other people to hear, you know, how you're staying in the present, how you're being in gratitude, and how you're working towards getting the goal that you really want. And I know you were surprised by the 2-week thing, but like I said, you're already happy. You're already on the way. You already have set up a lot of the things that let us go forward with ease and grace. So now all you mm-hmm. have to do is just open up to being love and allowing you to be the flower every time you go out. Okay, and
yep.
expand a little bit where you're going out. You need to expand that area to 7 miles or around that. You know, it can be farther out than that or even shorter, but so that you get different area. You need to go a little bit not where you're going. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Or you need
yes.
to see different areas. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And namaste. Yeah, it's nice talking to you. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry. I'm going to go on to 860. Hi, 860. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you today?
I'm wondering if you can help me with the turbulence in my life. I have horrible neighbors who harass me at every second because they have cameras on my front and back door, so every time I walk out the door, they're there to do something. And a husband who is not supportive and doesn't care about me. And I have no peace anywhere, not in the house or out of the house, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, do you meditate?
No.
Okay. What I would suggest, honestly, I know it sounds ridiculous to meditate when you have discord all around you, but the only way to keep a person from affecting you is to be grounded in your own energy. And what happens is when you have a non-supportive husband and you have neighbors that are barking like they're dogs, then you need to put up barriers of protection. There's something called the Diamond Dome of Protection. It was a method that was given to me by my guide in 2012. I was doing nursing home shows, and after I was leaving the nursing homes, all the old people's energy were attaching to me, and I was having trouble getting rid of them. So he gave me this method to protect me from negative energy, and all you do is call in Archangel Michael. Say, Archangel Michael, I ask you to come in. I ask you to surround me in a diamond dome of protection above and below, all around, and seal me in it. And then you call in Archangel, I call in Archangel Metatron, and I ask him to infuse the protection, the diamond dome of protection with the divine light or the Christ light or the white light to fortify it. Because as a light being, they can't get near you when they're negative. Things that you can do at your home is you can put up purple screens, protection at your front door. So when your husband walks in, he leaves his negative energy at the doorway. And with neighbors, what you can do is you can set up Arcturian guards. They're from sixth dimensional. They're in the sixth dimension. But they, the Arcturians are very good protectors, or they're also good at removing negative energy. And you could put an Arcturian guard on each corner of your property so that your property then has a protective shield from anybody coming and interfering in your energy field. So, and you can ask them to stay until you release them. And so if you don't release, so you don't have to do it every day. You need to actually go in meditation. You need to call in the Arcturians. You need to ask them for protection and honor the feelings that you're getting, that you're connecting with them, and understanding, you know, that they're going to, and ask them, will you stay with me until I feel safe and I release you? So, and if you do just any of those things, start meditating and grounding. At the beginning of the show, I did a grounding into the ground star. It's really important. It's one of the most important things to do when you're dealing with people is to ground, because people make you ungrounded. They make you unhappy. They say things that hurt you. They, you know, all the things that people do. And the way through that is to be grounded in knowing your truth and knowing that you are a child of God. There's only one of you. He only made one of you. There's only one person like you. So that makes you very important, whether you realize it or not. And because you're a child of God, you're entitled to God's unending abundance. And that means happiness in every aspect of your life. If you're not having that in your life, then you need to change things. And you're in a perfect time to change things. And with your husband, I try to teach people this. A woman is a goddess, and the husband is the hero. A woman is treated like a goddess by the husband because he wants to do for his queen or his goddess. But he has to feel like he's the hero. So you have to give him praise for the little things he does. You have to honor him and make him feel special and important in your life. So if your husband isn't doing what you want, then you need to shift what you're doing towards your husband. You need to bring back the intimacy to make him realize the goddess that he loved is you. You're still there. And that you've slipped away from letting him know how much you actually care and honor him and respect him and need him. And in that, he'll step up and be a hero. He'll do anything for you if you ask him because he honors you. When it slips to where you're no longer intimate, then you need to bring the intimacy back so that he can remember who he loves. I hope that helps. And I'm going to kind of let you go with that. I would listen back to this because in the archive so that you can kind of get, I told you a lot of information really quickly. I'm like, I'm starting to do my shows again every Monday. So if you need more free help, you can just call next Monday. Do you understand that?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, I hope that helps. Namaste. And if you really do the screens and everything, it really does work, the violet screens when they walk through the door and stuff. I'm going on to 111. Hi, 111, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Regina, this is Melissa from Colorado. Thank you so much. And I'm happy that you're doing well because we always want the best to be balanced and great info and,
Thank you.
I don't have a husband, but some marriages are sexless. I just thought anybody who was listening can force that. But anyway, my question, please. My question is, I'm a little bit, I've gotten a little bit upset with my girlfriend, right? And I'm just thinking right now, blank. I have a lot of things going on, and I just want to ask you, like, if this is not, like, am I able still to trust him? Like, am I going to have any form of turbulence where I might end up, like, I don't know, like, no any lawsuits, courts, or anything, stuff like that? Because I have this weird sense, like, I don't know if I'm coming or he's coming, but that's, like, later down the road. Because I know I have some cord money to come up and I need to do something else, but it has nothing to do with him. Maybe some mixed energy. Thank you very much. Can you please clarify this with me, Mr. Reverend James? Thank you.
Yeah. Melissa, I have always got the feeling that there's deception. Okay? So if you listen back even a year ago, I there's been a deception going on. And it doesn't mean that it's against you. It just means that some non-truths are not being told. And so I always want to caution you to not believe everything he says, okay? I told you the one thing right at the very beginning. I said this is going to be a long process because you can't know a person until you meet them. And you can't actually know, even when you meet them, you still need time to learn to know them before you can trust them. And everything can look good and shiny on the outside, like it's a quarter, but in the inside it could be chocolate. I want you always to move cautionary forward with that relationship. I just don't feel the love. Sometimes I feel the truth in his energy, you know, it's, but there's always that module or that little variance that I don't have trust. And it's not me, it's a key that's giving me the little, he's actually showing me like a thin, like as thin as a piece of paper, a line. That's how thin a line of trust I feel like it is. So that's how much you should trust him, is the thickness of a piece of paper. And it's not that it's, it doesn't mean that it's ending or anything. You can build trust and you can change and things can change. And it has changed over the course of a year and a half more. You know, sometimes he's ready and sometimes he's not. And then he's caught in the middle of, I think it's more than one person. I get three people. So I don't, you know, I don't know who the other players are, but he attracts one and goes to the other and then back. So I never see him coming forward all the way. And that makes me very cautionary because he keeps saying he's coming forward, but he never does. You understand that?
Because in his business, there's two or three or four. Is it around the business? There's like, I think there's two females and one
yeah.
male.
I absolutely believe it's right directly around him in the business. And I don't know. I just, you know what they actually want me to tell you? They say you're not having no fun in your life, and that's not a fun life or a good life. You have to have fun. You cannot be waiting for somebody. You need to have fun now. And you've held on for a long time for this manifestation and bringing it forth. And I think you're missing opportunities that you could have now if you would pay attention to right around you rather than the distance. Do you understand that?
I'm going to
keep got to him.
I know what you're saying. Sorry, can you see my enemy or my friend? And who is he really?
Here.
Because
No, not your enemy. He's not your enemy. Is he your friend? I feel like he, I don't know. I think he has attraction to you, but there is entanglement there that doesn't allow it to come forward. So you said he wasn't married, but it feels like commitment. So, and like I said, it's like three people that are all entangled in his life. So I don't feel like he can just leave his job. I don't feel like he's going to come to you. I think he has kindness. And so I say, yes, friendship, but it's just like, not even good friendship. Good friendship cares about the people they like. And I think he cares a little bit, but I think he puts you on the edge. So I do have to let you go, Melissa, because I have so many callers, but I hope that's helped. I'm sorry. I wish I could say he loves you and that you're going to live happily ever after, but I just don't see that.
Real quickly, when you say three, am I one of the three? Like the other two females, are they the ones that are close to each other? This in the same building.
I think it's three over wherever he is. So I think there's three. I don't know. So you know, I don't know. I get three in his circle of pulling on him. So. He's not answering to just, you know, like if he had a wife, he'd only be pulled one way. But he's not. Or he could be pulled at his employment, but it wouldn't look like relationship. So he has three people in relationship. In relationship. No, I can't tell if they're what they are. They're in relationship with them. They're right around them, and they all are together. So I have to let you go with that. I hope it helps.
Yeah, it does.
And listen
Thank
back
you so
to
much.
It. Okay, yep, namaste. I'm going to go on to 651. Hi, 651, you're on the air. Could I get your first name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
It's Christiana?
Christiana, yes.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, hi, Christiana. How can I help you today?
I'm starting to work as a shamanic practitioner, and I'm wondering what energy you see surrounding this place called The Haven. It's in Minnesota, and like
I like it. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good actually. Oh, it is. It's good. They like it. And they say that you're gonna. Okay, they just want you to be confident in your abilities. You are good or great, or competent or excellent, depending on how confident you feel. Like if you feel very confident, you do great. If you're feeling on having a mixed day where your energy's off, you carry that. So you really have to learn how to ground deeply. So at the beginning of the show, we did grounding. I would do that every morning before you start work. I would ground myself, and you'll stay more steady. You won't have the variability of your energy.
Okay.
Not only that, I think you're going to have some ideas that are going to help promote business or do business or bring in income. So I want you to maybe even just take a little notebook and start jotting down great ideas on things that interest you, and because they're saying that you're going to get some great ideas, so and they do like it very much. So be happy. You need to be happy too, which you are pretty happy actually.
I have been pretty happy lately. The interview is actually tomorrow for The Haven. For the Holistic Center.
Oh, nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like it's really good, and I think there's a lot of possibility there. And just be confident, you know, like I said, if you're having an off day in the morning before the interview, then ground. And you can, you know, you can make a copy of the clip at the beginning of my show and just do it 10 times, you know, and or just listen to it over and over again. Okay, do you understand that?
Okay.
I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, namaste. Thank you for calling. You'll have to call us and let us know so we can celebrate with you. Namaste. I'm going to go right on to 917. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. Thanks for taking my call, Reverend James. This is Tim from New York. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tim, how are you doing? I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
Sure. The weather has changed in my city, so the outside grounding is not an option now until next spring. But I just was curious, two things.
Cancel that.
Can I still ground in my house? Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing
Hello?
You, Tim. I want you to cancel that. You can't go out for the whole winter.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just not warm, so I'm trying to ground in my house to see the ground star like a foot below and just envisioning roots going down like literally through my apartment to the middle of the earth. You know, I'm doing the diamond, asking Michael to come in, protection. I've been trying to do the Well of Dreams, but I still think I don't understand it. I know you said it's like you're daydreaming, but it's not that you're forcing it to daydream. Like, I feel like I'm forcing it. I'm just trying to visualize these things.
I don't quite understand. Right. It's not forcing. It is actual just relaxing into what you're feeling. So if you feel like you're forcing, say, why do I feel like I'm forcing? I just want to allow. So what, I want to allow happiness, I want to allow abundance, I want to allow, you know, joy and freedom and love. And so one good thing is that you said is that you're identifying that it feels like you're forcing. So we, nothing, you can't force, well, you can try to force things and things will happen, but you won't get the results necessarily that you want. You may get results. And it may be the results you want, but usually it comes at a cost. So what you want to do is you want to allow with ease and grace. And so the daydreaming is really what you daydream about. When you close your eyes, what are you thinking of? You know, when you, or just relax and what are your, where does your mind float to?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's yeah. The daydreaming. It floats to it. I think you want to daydream a reality, and you don't really daydream a reality. What you do is you set your intention in meditation for a reality, and then you daydream about it later. Do you get that?
Yeah, okay, I got it.
I would do two processes. I would do the meditation, and then I would daydream later, a little bit later, you know, or just, you know, try to drift off and think, what am I really thinking? Sometimes in the morning, you can get clear pictures of where you actually are. Like, as soon as you wake up, don't get out of bed. Just lay there and say, okay, I allow the people, places, and opportunities for today to come forward to show me how I can move forward in my best and highest interest. And see what you daydream about. Forgive yourself. You know how you press the snooze button? Snooze it,
yeah,
for 20 minutes, you know, and see just what are you actually telling yourself in that time? Because you will tell yourself stuff. And it might be a replay of what they've told you, hopefully, if you did the meditation and that, they'll give you a direction and how to move forward or how to actually just allow what you're looking for to come forward. Do you get that?
Yeah, I got that. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, I hope that helps.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate the call. Namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 845. 845, I believe. Yeah. You're on the air. Could I get your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
My name is Maria.
Hi.
I call from New York. How are you? You remember me?
Hi, Maria. How are you doing, and how can I help you today?
Today, is you can do a general card, no?
Yes. Okay.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's time to be very happy. And,
oh, yeah?
Come forward. Yes, it's time to be happy. There's a lot of possibilities that you are coming forward that you can enjoy. You're on a road. You just have to be confident. You know what makes you happy. You know what you want to do, and you're going to do it. I know that. I can absolutely. Archangel Michael is your guide. He's very strong. You are protected by angels. You are going to have your dreams happen. It's time. It's like right now. Do you understand that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I want to go to Italy.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Italy this month.
Is it
in October, not this month.
I get October. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to let you go with that. I hope it helps. Namaste. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go right on to 520, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Oh, my God. I'm so lucky. Lisa, Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Well, I have good news. My property that I'm trying to sell, I got an offer. So I'm excited. It's going through the process. And do you see everything coming to a happy conclusion?
I'm so happy. Yes, it is. And they said, you know it is.
Oh, thank God. Thank
it's thundering. Yeah.
Allah,
I think
Buddha,
they said
everybody.
You know it.
Well, I...
Pardon? Say that last
you.
One again.
Sometimes
oh, okay.
Just,
you're welcome.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, when you're in this stage of focusing, being in the present, manifesting, relaxing into it, and then something shifts forward and you're like, yes, oh yes.
Yes, I get it. And I'm not surprised because I feel like you were going to be shifting, I feel, a lot more, even all the way through next year. I just want you to embrace change as positive. And if you do that, then just be excited about everything that's new because it just keeps getting better for you. Do you understand that?
Oh my heavens. I am holding my arms out to the universe, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah, it's going to just get better. I'm really, honestly, I think you've been so much scared that you're afraid to be happy.
Well, you know,
I know
somebody
that,
died. Somebody died, and I had another recent passing. Actually, it was my mother, but she was very, very elderly, and she had some severe stuff she was dealing with. So that wasn't so like, oh my gosh, it's a shock. No, I'm surrounded by dead people. And that's okay. I made one of her recipes the other day, and I thought, oh, this is why I haven't made this recipe. I never really liked it.
Ah, isn't that funny? Me too. I've done that too. That is funny. It is funny. You know something? Just remember this, that none of us came with a book to be people. And if we did and there really was a book that we could just do, we all would have been different people. I think. Because I think we would have... you know, had different, a whole bunch of stuff. One thing, though, with your mom is that cord of love is still really strong there. So,
really?
Don't deny it. You know it was.
Well, you know.
She actually, undertone love, it's not the kind of love that you would think was expressed, you know, jubilantly. But there was real love there. And,
yeah.
I think her hardship was her own life, you know, even though, you know,
there
just was no book.
Yes, I get
there was no book.
Yeah, I get it. No, I know.
Okay.
I know, I get it. And, you know, toward the end, the last 4 or 5 years of her life, I called her and I hadn't talked to her in many in several years. And I said, the reason I'm calling you is I don't want to feel guilty, you know, if you pass. And so... my dad at one point got the phone when I would call her periodically, and he said, hey, don't stop calling her. This is the most she ever laughs when you call. And but she was becoming incapacitated very much so toward the end, and it was okay. It's all fine. I mean, it's, you know, it's like someone in my family says, it all ends up in one place. And
not one. I don't agree with that. We don't all go to one place. And none of us have the same experience either, though. None of us have the same experience. So, I'm happy for you. I think you're starting to come into anew. You're starting to appreciate a value that you weren't seeing before because you were right in it. And I think that's the same thing, the reason why I called about the house. You're right in the middle of it. You know it's going to go fine. It's going to be a little bit of paperwork and that crap. And then you'll be done and you'll be happy. I do feel like it gives you a big boost of relief. So, and then I feel like there's a path there's a couple of paths you could walk down, but I do feel like it's a brighter path, both of them, than you have been walking. A little bit, because I think you're going to get some, I don't know. You work completely for yourself, do you? Or do you want to work for somebody
right
else?
Right now I'm associated with someone, and we have informally linked together. And we are more, we spend hours and hours on this, you know, working stuff out. And
Okay. I think then new ideas or new ways to advance are going to come forward for you within, like, the next 15 days or maybe 20 days. I feel like you get a revelation. They show me, like, a revelation. Not revolution, revelation. So it's no fighting. It's just awakening. Just awakening. No fighting. Okay? Okay. So I'm going to, I think that's what I'm getting for you. I'm going to, I hope that helps.
It does, okay. Reverend James. And it's such a pleasure to speak with you and listen to the show. Thank you.
Okay. You're awesome, too. Thank you for calling. Namaste.
Namaste.
Plan on having the good life. Really try for the good life. I want you to go a little bit higher in your vibration and choice to have the good life, okay? Just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
You're having
good
things, but I want that good life, the better life or bigger life.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for calling. Okay, namaste. Hey. She's always fun. 216. Hi, 216. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Desmond. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
And is it Desmond?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get your name right, Desmond. How can I help you today?
Yeah. I started a new job Wednesday. And as far as, like, foresight, like, what do you see for me in the next 3 months?
Okay. Let me look really quickly. Okay. So, okay, well, I feel like you're going to be happy in the job. I think just remember that a lot of everything is just illusion. So it's what we think. So if you think it's that person nasty, that person probably will turn out to be nasty. So I want you to try to not judge people, rather than just remember every single person is fake to a degree. And I hate to say that, but most people aren't 100% real, because if you are, people find you callous or the obnoxious or all these things. So I would try to just be your nicest person that you are and gravitate to people that gravitate towards you. I do feel like you'll have some friendships and camaraderie. And I do think, you know, if you pay attention and decide to be happy, that the next 3 months are really going to be good for you. It's about perspective, though. If you go in and you start thinking she's ugly and I don't want to work with her, automatically you're putting up walls and you're starting to isolate yourself. It's like I said, it's perspective, and the perspective is an illusion. It's what you're going to create. So if you look at everybody as equal and everybody is equal and trying to get by in life. That's all any of us are doing. So try not to judge people by on first appearance. Try to let people be who they are and then make judgment. Do you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
I think you're going to be happy. It looks good. The next 3 months look really good. It's all about perspective. If you want to be happy, you're going to have a super happy time. Christmas looks like really good this year. You know, that end of December, towards the end of December, it looks like the Happy New Year. All of that looks like going into next year really happy. So it really is about staying grounded and in the truth and not making up stories and not looking at people and making up stories what you think they are. Because I don't know that you're quick to judge, but that's what they're telling me. So I have to kind of tell you what they're telling me. You understand that?
Right, right. Yeah, because I'm not quick to judge, but I understand the message, though. Yeah, so, no, yeah, I get it.
Okay, I think you're going to, congratulations, and start, it's slow, but, you know, be grounded and just take little steps to be happier, you know, and ask yourself now all the time, better can it get than this? How much better can it get than this? Because then you'll get opportunities that are even better, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. Hope it helps. Okay, yep, namaste.
Right.
I'm going to go right on to 480. Hi, 480. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from? Okay. 480, you're on the air. I'm going to go on to the next one because there's no answer. I'm going to go on to 773. Hi, 773, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend. It is Joellen from Indianapolis. How are you?
Hi, Joellen. I'm good. How are you doing?
I made it through the storm last weekend. I'm just wondering. Bless your heart. Thanks for caring. I went to a doctor for hormones, and I'm trying to set up an appointment for a naturopath, but I'm just wondering, I don't know what to ask. I'm looking for, is there someone I need to go to for better neurological connections, synapse connections for my year for my hormones.
Did I give you the lady that's the doctor in Pennsylvania?
No.
She's a natural. I didn't. Hold on.
Nope. Okay.
Now, because I'm on, I just need to do this, I think. Go here. In here. Okay. Message. That one. Oh my gosh, maybe I won't be able to do it. Can you just send me a text message later and I'll make sure to get her number?
Yeah.
There's a doctor in Pennsylvania. She's the only one I would recommend for women. She's she's worked in trauma and everything, but she's now a naturalist or a holopathic, and she works with people in different states, and I'm embarrassed that I don't have her name and number right out here on my phone, but I'm more than glad. I would talk to her before I do anything because she looks at it different from foundation is what she does rather than just your symptoms. And a lot of times what I see in the medical industry now is they're trying to mask symptoms. They're not trying to create healing. And lots of times I like to say, go to a healer and try that first. And but most people want a doctor that's certified and educated in health. And this woman is the best. I only know because of other women that have gone to her and said that they're never going to not go to her. So that's why I recommend her so much. And of course, because I wouldn't go to her. I just got to go by what other people say. Okay. So is there anything else I can help you with today? I will get you that if you send me a text today.
I sure will. How about things with the career?
So I want you to take a lighter approach. It feels like it's heavy. It makes me feel like you're overburdened on it, or you're making it a burden, or you make it an activity of light, you know, make it a spiritual experience on finding the new employment, I guess is what they're saying, because I know you want this transformation. So the way to get the transformation is to be happy, to be the light, to do the things that you're doing. I think a lot of what you do is on the right path. I want you to let go of fear and let go of the ego. There's something about your ego is telling you something. So the ego is only to help you when you're in danger, is really what the ego's, it's a problem solver. So it really was designed to help you escape danger. But instead, mm-hmm. because we don't use it for that anymore, it creates illusion and creates discord and it creates fear and it creates uncertainty and it tells you all the things that you can't do. When you let it go, you realize there's nothing that you can do everything. There's nothing. There's nothing that a person can't do. We've done it. We've gone to space. We've gone to different, you know, people have gone to different countries all over the world. You know, people have, scientific studies have, we've even proven now that there's parallel dimensions. And now they're finally admitting there's aliens. It's that diverse, the possibilities of life. It's us that limit us. And it's because we think too strict, or we're just not in the vibration of allowing it, because we're either thinking, allowing the ego to control, or we're not believing we're worthy. And I know that you are like above a lot of other people in your spiritual growth. So when I say all this stuff to you, it's because you can pick it up and you know the truth, where you're being heavy and where you need to lighten up or allow God to bless you or the blessings of heaven to come forward, because you cannot force them. You have to allow them. Do you get that?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I hear it. Thanks so much.
Send it to me, the thing, and I'll definitely get that, doctor. Every single person, I'm not kidding you on that, every single person that has gone to her has been appreciative to me, which is kind of crazy, but
I just saw a doctor just now, and she wants to, she's a doctor, so she's like synthetic hormones, and that word synthetic just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I agree. There's something different that I would honestly, it's up to you. You can tell people about things and they get to choose for themselves. There's a woman who, I was just talking with another woman, that her sister is like in her 70s taking those synthetic hormones, and if she goes off of them, that she stops at 70. And
if she goes off them, what?
You know, she spots if she goes off of them.
Oh.
Blood, like as mm-hmm. she menstruates or menstruates. When I heard that, it doesn't sound natural to me, and that's the vibration that a key gives me. It's not natural. So I'm always concerned about what people, what they're telling people. You know, a 70-year-old woman probably should have already gone through her life change, and she may need hormones because she had a hysterectomy or something like that. So I don't know all women's health and stuff, but I would be cautious about ingesting anything that's not natural. And yeah. I would first see what's wrong with you with a doctor that knows women. I mean, and not that woman doesn't know women, but some women are intuitively more advanced, I believe. You know, they are. Different people are intuitively different. So I'll get you that. I think you'll find that she'll be the most helpful person in your life. Because
all right.
That's
have
very
a great
important.
Day. Thank you.
You know, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Namaste. I'm going to go right on to 914. Hi, 914. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. It's Catherine from New York.
Oh, hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hi. Blessings. So great to hear your voice.
So how can I help you today? Thank you.
Thank you. I was just wondering, I have a project that I do yearly. It's not my main focus, but I do like doing it. I do think people get a benefit out of it. And I was wondering if you see me like having it, you know, because it's a project where you do like preparation before it, like it's an event, but you do preparation before. So I was wondering if you think it's a good idea to have this event in April and at Sam's place, if he'll let me.
Okay, I had to look. I had to look at more than 1 month because when you give a time frame, I need to look if it's before or after. And so, what I think it's pretty accurate. It could be March or April. Yeah, that seems like it's brighter than May, and it's not as bright as. You know, I went all the way back to February. It's no good. So I don't know if it's too cold or whatever. It seemed very dark in February.
Yeah.
I would say that the end of March or April, it's they both kind of, you know, they both have very similar lights. So it could be in either month, I think. I feel like it's better probably towards the end of March. And then any time in April. And then I would do it before May, though. So,
yeah.
And if that's what you're doing, okay? And they like it. So I would do it as a yes. You understand that?
Fantastic. Yes, yes. And Sam will let me have it. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
Okay.
Do you think Sam will let me
Sam
have it?
Him.
I'm sorry?
Will Sam let
yes.
I didn't ask that one. Yeah. This is the rest of it. So, yes. Yes, I do believe he'll let you have it. Yes, yes. I got a yes on that, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
if you
like,
find yourself in New York, I'll invite you. Yes.
I want you to be easy on yourself. You're the biggest critic or part of your moving forward is letting yourself not be so harsh on yourself. I feel like you're beating yourself up. Is that true?
Yes, you are very, very on point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that, it makes me sad in a way because you need to be happy. Honestly, it's
yeah.
your time to shine now. I want you to think of all your dreams and I want you to write them down. I guess you have to do because I think you don't pay attention to your dreams. You get them and then you let them go in your mind. And you'll be like, I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah, trying to get other projects up too, but
right.
Yeah, that one's a big one, yeah, as well.
So please
yeah.
try to write it down. I want you to write down four things that you want to happen in the next year. Just make them the most, they can be outlandish. They can be whatever you truly want. Make sure it's in your heart. Even think on it before you write them down. It's easy to write down, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Just remember what all that implications are. So, and, you know, because money brings people of ugliness. Even ones that you don't know, you hear people, you know, people win the lottery and they're sued by their neighbor.
He said if you ever won.
You know, so there could be, you know, so, but there are dreams and things that I think you can manifest that you're, because you put everything before you. And I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that it feels like you put everything before you and you're always on, I'll do it a little later. And it needs to be you first now. You first. You first. You first. You first. You first. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
I want you to do you first. You're more than welcome. You're more
thank
than welcome.
You.
Just do it, okay? Treat for yourself. Just say, I'm going to treat myself the best, better than everybody else. It's my turn. I can't be an empty cup and help. I can't be an empty cup and create. I can't be an empty cup and always not taking care of myself. And it's not that you don't always take care of yourself. It's that you always put yourself, I think, that you put yourself last. But that's your truth is whatever your truth is. Okay, it just feels like that to me. So, and I want to honor you because you deserve that happiness that you want. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you stay with that.
God bless
okay.
you and much
care.
Love.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you. You too.
Namaste. And much love to you too. Oh, I think I had one caller that I... Okay, I'm going to actually call that the end of my show because I think I've gotten everybody else. I did miss a caller earlier. Anyways, just remember that life's amazing if you choose it. And all you got to really do is choose to be happy. And once you choose that, then start being in gratitude. Look, man, look how good things are going. I'm so happy. Thank you, God. And one of the callers today really said it, you know. She says, I'm grateful when I walk. And, yeah, if you get to time, if you actually take time for yourself, 10 minutes and go for a 10-minute walk, you know how far you can walk in 10 minutes? So, and in that time, you can have a really wonderful experience with yourself and nature. So, you know, think about it. Life's amazing. You just got to choose it. Namaste, everybody. I'll see you all next Monday, I hope. Yeah.